yeah, just a point in it again, but we're sort of we're taking it all the way to 80 minutes every week, and we're definitely keeping our supporters excited, if nothing else.
That must be very pleasing, the fitness aspect, that you can push it all the way through.
Yep, yeah, we did quite a lot of fitness in pre-season. It seems to be carrying through now. That said, we're still making a lot of mistakes, and I think Andy's quoted as saying we're about 70% at the moment. So if we could just up our own percentages and rule out those mistakes, then we could get games dead and buried by half-time and won easily.
In terms of the fitness side of it, clearly you've played at a very high level. Andy, of course, has played, with all due respect, at a higher level again. Is that an area on which he's focusing particularly?
Yes and no. I mean, a lot of, as you go up through Championship into Premiership, a lot of it's about conditioning and away from the rugby field. Everything we did pre-season was in and around involving a rugby ball and rugby related. And Andy, having seen, you know, people stuck in gyms for years and years at a young age, wanted to get away from that. And understanding that a lot of our boys work physically during the daytime, it's just nice to get a rugby ball in their hands and get them fit through moving around the field.
Back to the Nuneaton game. I appreciate you weren't there because you were at a wedding, but no doubt you were sort of monitoring it closely. Good one to win that.
Yeah, it was. I think Nuneaton have improved no end since last year, where they were sort of languishing around the bottom half during the first half of the season. They seem to have recruited well, and Michael Maga's got them trained up well there. And I think it was a bit of a ding-dong battle. We did our usual of not quite getting off the bus, so they scored within 2 minutes. But then apparently we sort of dug in, and the next half hour was all us. If anything, we failed to put the points on the board that we should have to kill the game off in that period. And then it became an arm wrestle at the end, which we just hung on to the victory.
You've been making the points throughout the season so far that everybody seems to be beating everybody else pretty much. It's a very even league. So, you know, results like that come the end of the season could be very important.
Yeah, I think so. I think Alex Ferguson always says if you can win when you're playing poorly, then that's a sign of a team that could be champions. And, you know, that's what we're doing at the moment, winning by 1 point here and there. We're picking up 4 points, if not the full five every week, and still not playing very well. So if we can just turn it up slightly and start to pull away as this league settles down, then we'll have done very well.
You've had 2 weeks on the road, back here this weekend.
Yeah, nice to come home to Mortimer Park, get back to a big support and the boys knowing the surroundings. But we welcome Preston Grasshoppers, who of course last year gave us our only hiding of the season. We lost by 40 points to them, 50 points to 10, I believe it was. We did beat them back here 32-17, but it's always going to be a tough test. They've had five wins on the bounce now, so they're going to be flying high. So it'll be a good test.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've run into a bit of form, haven't they, really?
Yeah, they have. Dave Baldwin up there was my forwards coach who went to on the England Counties Tour in 2007. You know, good ex-professional player, second row himself, so always got along with him. And I speak to him quite regularly, and, you know, he's quite convinced that he's found a better crop of players this time around, and he's getting his feet under the table with it, so it'll be interesting.
Presumably you approach that by thinking, well, if we can beat them, though, despite that good run they're on, that really does put down a market.
Yeah, I think that'll make everybody sit up. There's a lot of talk around the league at the moment that how are Luctonians second in the league? And as I say, it's just for playing for the full 80, not playing as well as we possibly can, but still getting a result. So if we put a result in against Preston, that will make everybody sit up and think, well, there is more to them.
Presumably you come back into the squad this weekend. How are you looking besides?
Yeah, I'll come back to the squad. Richard Jones at prop took a knock, which will give Carl Garner the chance to start a game. So Anthony Marfell, Dale Garner and Carl at the front row. In my absence last week, I think Will Grawlish played very well in the second row on the line out, so we'll keep him alongside me, leave the back row as it was, of course, with Paul Holland at the helm, and the back line stays pretty much the same, except I can finally say that Jimmy Norris is fit to play, so having told you he would be for a month, he's definitely down to play this weekend.
And he'd be a very useful addition as well.
He will, yeah. We're just a little bit quiet in the back line. And with Jimmy's experience, he talks a lot in both defence and attack. And hopefully he'll just nullify their attacks and offer us a bit more going forward.